It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I've got Jairus Glover with the Castle Country OHV Association, and it's almost time for that big Cabin Fever poker ride. This is their 23rd year. They've been at it for quite a bit. So we thought we'd get him in here and get to know the Castle Country OHV Association a little bit better, and then give you some of the details on this ride. You see some of the most beautiful scenery of the swell, and it's all going to go, it's a fundraiser for them, plus there's also a benefit portion this year that's going to help out one of their members that's battling cancer. So, Jairus, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
So, let's start out with the Castle Country OHV Association. As I said, this is the 23rd year that you've had this Cabin Fever run, but you guys have been around for a minute, and you don't just do these runs, do you? You're all about OHVs and access and all those things.
Right, yeah. So, we're an OHV club. Off-road community support, basically. We do monthly rides for all our members throughout the state of Utah. We also, do different trainings quarterly, and we have different trail maintenance projects or things to do. We help the BLM with different trails and things for maintenance and, finding trails, keeping access that way.
And that was the one thing that I was going to say is you guys, you do go out and you ride and you have a great time, but you're also really about, making sure that you maintain these trails, keep them where they're supposed to be so we don't lose access to those trails. That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's, the main goal in the end is to create a community for the, off-road community where we focus and help with different trails and maintenance, and we're also active with other clubs, throughout the state of Utah, trying to build a greater voice to help, fight against trail closures and everything that way, part of Blue Ribbon Coalition and all that as well.
And I think that it's amazing because I've talked to a few different members of the Castle Country OHV Association. I think one of the great things is that you guys do this like year round. You go on trail rides year round. And as you said, you go all over the state. It's not just concentrated in our area. What are some of the other rides that you personally have been on as part of the club?
Yeah, so I've been in the club several years now, but we've been, from Kanab, southern Utah, to Bear Lake, northern Utah, down to Moab. We're headed down towards Blanding in May. We do, a lot of rides on the Arapeen and the Swell as well, local rides. Looking to go out towards Delta next year. We're in Cherry Creek area last year. So we really do try to cover all the state and, anybody, basically, we ask at each of our member meetings for the next ride, if there's any suggestions or where people want to go ride, and that's where we try to go.
That's where you go. So let's talk about this for just a moment. Coming up the end of April, it's the Cabin Fever Poker Ride. You said this is the 23rd year that you guys have done this, and this is a lot of fun, and it's a big fundraiser for the group too, isn't it?
Yeah, so basically the group, we're a nonprofit, and so we have two fundraisers a year. We do the Cabin Fever Poker Ride that's coming up April 29th here, and then we also do our membership banquet, and we have a big raffle in January every year. But that's basically how we raise our money to operate throughout the years from these two events. So,
all right, so let's dive into this one. Once again, as I said, it's coming up April 29th. And it's going to be out on the swell. If people are trying to decide how to get there or where it's going to be at, kind of give them a little bit of an idea. And then let's talk about some of the trails that you guys are going to be on out there.
Okay. So the easiest way to get out there is, head towards Castledale. And then just north of Castledale there is the Green River Cutoff Road, basically the main access road out to the swell. You'll follow it 22 miles out to some corrals out there where we'll stage out of. The ride will start there, and then it also ends there. So, and it goes out over a bunch of, there's three or four different overlooks that basically you overlook into Buckhorn Draw. So you're up on top of the ledges and stuff, and you can drive out and you know, eat lunch, camp, or check those out and, you know, have lunch between each hand.
And that's another thing, and you kind of mentioned it. This is a great weekend. Take the trailer out there. Get out there a little bit early. There are plenty of spots out there in that area to camp and to go and be there the whole weekend and enjoy this. So once again, it's the Cabin Fever Poker Ride coming up on April 29th. Now, as far as the particulars go, what are the fees that are going to be incurred and how much is it going to cost?
Yeah, so basically it's $10 for your first poker hand. Any additional poker hands are $5 after that, and you can buy as many as you want. You can buy one, you can come ride, but that's, you know, really the only fees is just buy a poker card for $10, and, you know, and if you have four people in a machine or whatever, everybody can buy a poker card in the machine. It's not limited to machine. So just whoever wants, but yeah, $10 for your first card and five additional.
And then you were saying that this is, of course, a fundraiser for the Castle Country OHV Association, but you're going to have a fundraiser also for, I'm assuming, is a member of your group there.
Yeah, so this year we're going to be not only, you know, fundraising for the club, but we were asked to help with a local, you know, community member and member that has cancer. And so we figured we could turn this into a benefit as well for them and, you know, him and his family, and where we can, you know, help them community and give back to as well, because that's, you know, what we're all about.
All right, so once again, this is coming up on April 29th. It's the Cabin Fever Poker Ride, the 23rd year. It's the Castle Country OHV Association. Now, you said you're going to register that morning, but people can pre-register as well. What do they need to do if they want to pre-register?
Yeah, so that morning, basically from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., you can show up to site and, you know, buy all the cards you want there. And it's really on your own time. You go ride the loop. You know, we ask you to be back about 3 o'clock so we can do the giveaways and everything. But if you want to pre-order, and you can pre-order, you know, poker cards, any club merchandise or whatever, and we will have it packaged there for you at the event tent, where you can basically have a will call pickup and avoid the line. But to do so, it's just you go online to castle-country-ohvassociation.square.site, and that'll get you there where you can purchase online. The link's also posted out on our Facebook page as well.
All right, so go and check that out. Get ready to get out and have some fun. It is the Castle Country OHV Association's Cabin Fever Poker Ride, the 23rd year, coming up on April 29th. What time are we starting out there?
8 a.m. is when we start.
At 8 a.m. Jairus Glover with the association, thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us today and kind of giving us the rundown on this. It's going to be a great event, a lot of fun. It gives you a chance to get outside. That's the most important part.
Yeah, thank you for having us today.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.